will keep you up to date as best as we can. Ground beef, steak, roasts. If you are a meat eater, a carnivore, you know that putting that meat on the table is a lot more expensive this year compared to last.
And whenever we talk about beef prices, Brett, we almost always get a text from a Manitoba farmer who will say something like, just so you know, we're not getting more money for our steer. The costs are being added elsewhere, Loren.
So we know gas price is driving up prices for food, but is that the only thing that's happening here? Saskatchewan Stock Growers Association, earlier this week, they asked governments to conduct an investigation into these pricing discrepancies. In their words, many ranchers are struggling, even operating at a loss due to the cost of feed, grain, and fuel. But they feel packers and retailers are reporting strong profits. And the Stock Growers Association in Saskatchewan actually believes slaughterhouses may be intentionally running fewer shifts in order to keep wholesale beef prices high. Tyler Fulton is a beef producer near Bertle and our guest this morning. Good morning, Tyler.
Hey, good morning.
So what are your thoughts on these accusations being made from Saskatchewan Stock Growers Association?
Well, I'll say that the industry here in Manitoba shares a lot of the same concerns. It's been a struggle here for the last several years just to make ends meet, and in large part because of the weather impacts that have led to just really making it tough to purchase feed while your cattle prices have really not moved at all. So I think there's no doubt we've heard steadily from our members that there's frustration there, and that we need to see greater transparency as to what's determining the prices and who's getting the share of the consumer dollar, and you know, and put in place broader changes and to the whole marketing chain that would support greater competition and hopefully get a more equitable distribution of that consumer dollar.
Hey Tyler, it's Greg here, and I got to tell you, I'm frustrated at learning this right now, that when I see the price of food go up, I understand that there are different elements in the food chain in terms of getting it from farm to table, and there are intermediaries and wholesalers and retailers that have to get paid along the way. But to believe and to know that you're not getting any more of that larger or bigger pile of dollars is frustrating for me as a consumer. So talk about how you get paid and talk about if the prices move for you at all in the last little bit. Give us an idea of how it all works.
Yeah, so I think you've kind of cued in on really one of the major issues with our supply chain is that it is long and nuanced, complicated. It's because there is literally five different distinct nodes along that supply chain. There's a lot of places where market signals can get disrupted and different influences can cause effectively nothing to happen on one end and major double digit price changes on the other end. And I think one thing that's really affected that is the pandemic. I mean, we know that packers struggled with their labor and the upgrades that they were required to make during the really tough times of COVID. And then that you could transfer that back, and that there were different challenges the whole way back, whether it be transportation for the feedlots and feed yards. Of course, the weather issues that we've had, not just the drought, but also, the extremely wet conditions. And so it's just a combination of a whole bunch of things that really are sending mixed signals where we, at the end of the line, where here in Manitoba, most of the producers are cow-calf producers. We're the first node on that whole supply chain. And we just simply haven't seen the benefit of those higher prices in the store.
Tyler Fulton is a beef producer near Bertle, joining us live on 680 CJOB. Tyler, that's all the time we have. Thank you very much. We appreciate it, sir.
Thanks for covering this. Appreciate it.
713 with Mackling, McGarry, and McNabb.